somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. Excuse me. It is Wednesday. Again. Manhood Hours coming up in the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question for this week is a doozy. Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? You ever thought about that? Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you're on the run because the Trump administration people, the border people coming for you. They're already coming for you. They're serious. They are not playing. And so, if you're, like, hiding at the Catholic Church or you're hiding, you're scared to go to work or you're hiding at work or you are at school hiding on your desk or you are running toward the border trying to get back over to your country before you get arrested, or you're chasing the illegal aliens. It don't matter what you're doing. You could be laying up at a beach or whatever. You could be sending your children off to a public school because you a mother, but you want to act like a man. You're jealous of men, and you think it's best to go to work so you can feel like a man and people can recognize you, and you call that self-worth. Whatever you're doing, you could be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad. By calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. Amazing, huh? And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? It's amazing. So, it's a spiritual battle. If ever it's apparent. If you thought that if it wasn't as apparent to you during the Biden administration, it should be really apparent to you right now during the Trump administration. All hell is breaking loose because Satan doesn't want you to see Trump as a perfect example. And so the devil and his little demons are busy. Busy, busy, busy. It's a warfare that has nothing to do with race, no ism, no racism, no sexism, no homophobiaism, no Allahu Abba-ism, no anti-Semitism, no white supremacism, no ism. It's either right or wrong, good versus evil. And there are human beings, and all human beings until they start to overcome. And only a few will overcome. They are children of evil. Hell is right here on earth, inside of human beings. You want to know where hell is located? Look within. It's right there. And also heaven is, if you want to know where heaven is located, look within. It's right there. You're already in hell when you choose heaven. Or will you love your hell and stay there? I have coming up for you some really, really amazing Mamma Mia, Daddy is Home news. They are getting rid of DEI. And they're going to only hire the best qualified person. The man that can do the job, the best qualified man. And even in flying now, they're going to get rid of the DEI pilots and air traffic control people so that you can have some relaxation that you might be flying a little safer. Somebody that knows what they're doing, not because of color or because they're female or whatever. Daddy is home. And he's taking names and kicking butts. The great white hope. During the inauguration ceremony, there was a time when they had a little event at a Catholic church there in D.C., I guess. Yeah, D.C. And they had a female preacher, so-called female preacher. Female preachers are just an illusion, by the way. It's not real. Just because the people say they're a female preacher doesn't mean that they really are. But they had a female Catholic preacher who was as tit as the Pope. And it was disgusting. It was hell on earth. I really thought when watching this, or while watching this, I thought Donald Trump literally and his old administration, his family and everybody should have just gotten up and walked out. There would have been nothing wrong with that. While this female up talking her evil mess, her wicked language, her wicked words, they should have just gotten up and walked out. There was no reason, no obligation to sit there and let the daughter of Satan speak lies. And then I saw later on CNN talking about compassion, mercy or something. This woman wouldn't know mercy if it slapped her in the face. But Donald Trump really should have just walked out. Oh, I'm being told that it was an Episcopalian preacher woman, not a Catholic. Why she had on Catholic clothes? Why did she have on Catholic clothes? Because she made herself look like a Catholic instead of an Episcopalian. So this was an Episcopalian woman calling herself a preacher. Episcopalian. You say Episcopalian? Okay, I'm listening in my ears right now, and my producer told me it wasn't a Catholic woman, it was a Episcopalian woman. No wonder. What, Derek? Episcopalian. She was pissed because she wasn't compelling. Whatever. They should have walked out on her. Whatever it was. Really, did the president should just say, okay, gang, let's go. In case you missed it, this is from The Hill. The Reverend, so-called Reverend, I say co-called Reverend, of the National Cathedral Prayer Service for the inauguration called on President Trump. So, Derek, isn't cathedral is a Catholic church? Oh, okay. No, not necessarily, he's telling me. So this so-called reverend, no such thing as a real female reverend. God does not use females to lead, by the way. The so-called reverend at the National Cathedral Prayer Service for the inauguration called on President Trump to have mercy on transgenders, children, and immigrants' family in her, quote-unquote, sermon on Tuesday. Watch this from X.
In the name of our God, I ask you.
She talk about Satan.
To have mercy upon the people.
Her God.
In our country, who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families.
Look at it.
Some
J.D. like,
who fear for their lives. The people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meat packing plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger for the good of all people and the world. Amen.
Trump literally should have given her the finger while walking out. Really? Okay. Bye, bitch. And just walked out. Because that's evil. That's evil on earth. And you cannot play with evil. Evil made a promise that it's going to rob, steal, and kill, and destroy. This woman is evil. This female woman is evil. Pure evil. And so Trump, the great white hope, responded to this female on Truth Social. Watch this from Fox News.
Joe, the president has already responded to this, saying, quote, the so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way. So I guess there's a first time for everything, including being attacked at church.
Amazing. This is why men, preacher men, policemen, president men, whatever men, you're not supposed to put women in leadership. This is what you get. They don't know how to lead in the right way. They really just don't know because they're like into their imagination and emotions. They just don't know they're evil. He should not have put her up there. I mean, whoever put her up there. But he should have just given her the finger and left. Really. He would have not been wrong. You got to say no to the devil. You got to say no to the devil. In the same way, if you want to be free, but if you don't want to be free, you don't have to. You have to resist temptation of thoughts. You have to say no to the devil. The devil operates in your mind by tempting you with thoughts and feelings. And you got to say no. Get behind me, devil. He really should have just given her the finger. He would not have been wrong. And the whole world would applaud him for it. What a mess. Thank God that he made our bodies the church. And in that body, you should worship him within. Amazing stuff, huh? What a wicked female. A daughter of the devil. I told you that the evil come through the woman until she repent and return to the Father. And that's why they're putting women in all these places, because they know that evil come through the woman. They know it. And then they make the woman look like the victim, so you can't. Oh, don't tell the woman the truth. Don't be hard on the woman. Don't be hard on Satan, they are saying. This woman is evil, pure evil. Standing in as an Episcopalian church. Of all time to put the devil up there, they did. They chose that moment and promoted evil. This woman has no mercy. She doesn't know what love is, has no love. She doesn't care two pennies about the illegal aliens or anyone else, and especially the American citizens, because otherwise you've been thanking Trump. If she put home first, so I'm being told that Tucker Carlson was raised Episcopalian. And he joked that it's not like real Christianity. Evidently. But Trump responded to her. She talked about some in Jesus' name. Amen. What the? That's what Joy Friday is telling me. This is evil. And this is in the pulpit of the churches now when you put women up there. Satan worked through them, and that's why the church is weaker. The church is not getting stronger under the leadership of females, so-called leadership. They're getting with all the churches, Baptist, Catholic, Episcopalians, Mormon, Alawaba churches, or however the churches are out there, Satan churches, the atheist churches, they're all weaker now. They're not stronger. The whole country is weaker as you put women in leadership. You're trying to make something work that is not going to work, can't work, and the ladies that are waking up, they know it. They'll tell you. In the good old days, women would say, no, I don't want to work for no woman. I'm not going to work for a woman, they say. Well, the board of Gaza confirmed raids and roundups of criminal illegals starting yesterday. Watch this from Fox.
On your initial schedule that today, roundups of criminal illegal aliens in the process of deporting them would begin. and seems to have been put on hold for a little while. When can we expect that to happen? Where will it begin?
No, it started.
It has started.
ICE teams are out there as of today. We gave them the direction to prioritize public safety threats that we're looking for. So we've been working up the target list. There was some discussion about Chicago because the specific operational plan was released. So we had to look at and reevaluate, does this raise officer safety concerns? And it does. Mm-hmm. But we've addressed that, and teams are all effective today.
It's like daddy went away into the military for a couple of years and left mama at home, the Biden administration, left them at home. Why he went over to the military to work to be an army man. And while he was away, mama turned the whole household into a mess. Everything went wrong. And then daddy came home from the military. Now he had to clean up the mess. They're cleaning up Biden's and his administration mess. Whomever behind it, the great white hope is cleaning it up. Are you cleaning up your life? Are you working on your own life as an individual? Are you cleaning up the mess in your own life by cleaning your mind, overcoming thoughts and emotions? Because this is what hell is, working through human beings. Hell operates through human beings who have not returned to the Father. And it's going to get worse. Donald Trump might make things better in a physical way, meaning bringing back jobs and getting rid of DEI and all that crap. But he can't change the hearts of the people. Only God can do that when you invite him in, the truth to come in and take over. And you surrender to the truth, because you just can't invite the truth to come in and then you try to solve it yourself. It's not going to work that way. You got to surrender. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. All of your troubles and sorrows, bring them to the Father. Let him take care of them. Destroy them. You can say goodbye to so-called DEI. And for those who don't know what DEI is, it is a program that the Democrats had going on in our country. And it was for people who were unqualified. They had to be black, female, lesbian, or homosexual, or they had their body parts cut off. But they didn't have to be qualified for the job. And as you know, service in America went to hell in the back. Nothing were planes. Every time you look around, some problem with the planes. I remember when they put the blacks as, what do you call that plane where they put them in there and they tell the planes to come in and land and don't land there?
Air traffic controllers?
Air traffic controllers. I remember when they put the blacks in, I'm like, uh-uh. And these people were not qualified. They were air traffic controllers because they were black. And the planes, almost every day there was a near miss. We would hear about them, almost. Well, you could say goodbye to the non-qualified people and say hello to the qualified again. The Trump administration is ordering all DEI, meaning affirmative action, reparation, all DEI offices to be closed by 5 p.m. today. What? This from Fox.
Hey, guys. Good morning. That's right. So President Trump's administration is quickly making moves on some of the promises he made during his campaign. So the president issuing the executive order that all federal diversity, equity and inclusion offices must close by 5 p.m. today, and all of their staff must be put on paid leave. The White House says, quote, this order enforces long longstanding federal statutes and faithfully advances the Constitution's promise of colorblind equality before the law. Going on to say, quote, this comprehensive order is the most important federal civil rights measure in decades. So here's what needs to be done by the end of the day today. All department and agency heads must notify employees of the closure and that they're being placed on paid administrative leave. All websites and social media accounts must be taken down. Any DEI-related trainings must be canceled, and any DEI-related contractors must be terminated.
Making America green again. I remember the good old days when it didn't matter what color you was. It's your qualification. Can you do the job? I want that back for America. It doesn't matter what color. Right on as of 5 o'clock today, I guess it's Eastern time. All DEI buildings shut down. And there's this is from X. There's this so-called Admiral Linda Fagan, the so-called first woman to lead the U.S. Coast Guard, has been terminated from her position by the Trump administration. The official reason include failure in addressing border security, recruitment issues, and an excessive focus on DEI. Watch this from MSNBC.
We currently have nearly 40% women enrolled at the Coast Guard Academy. I'm really excited about the talent and the diversity that I see coming through the academy. My daughter is in the Coast Guard as a lieutenant, and there is just nothing but opportunity for her and all of the men and women that have joined the service. I'm really excited about the future as we look ahead.
Well, this woman is gone now. She's been terminated. Hello, goodbye. I was wondering why they had you here in the first place when it was a bad idea to hire you. She's gone, according to this report. And bring back the best qualified person. There's nothing wrong with that. This is what made America great. This is how we function in America. Maybe services will go up now. Maybe. Well, you'll get good service now. Restaurants, post office, banks, at the airport. Lord have mercy. Now you may start to feel a little better. Are you happy about all this? Are you happy about all this? Making America. Some of you, especially millennials, you don't even, you won't know, now you will with Donald Trump there, but you won't know America as being amazing. You won't know that at one time it was based on qualification and not color. May the best man win. I knew about it because it existed there, but for the last 50 years, 60 years, they've been taking that away, and they take out the best qualified man, and they put in somebody based on color. Remember, they got a U.S. Supreme Court woman. They call her a judge, and she was black. She wasn't qualified, just like Kamala Harris. It was based on the fact that they were black and female. And look what happened. Jesse. When I come back, your phone calls and super chats. Back in a moment.
few years now, and you know, when you talk about the illusion of racism and how it's just a...
Good morning again. This is a message from GoCo, one of our sponsors. Thank you, GoCo. Last time Trump was in office, gold prices soared 53%. I'm ready for another surge. Thanks to GoCo. You know I'm betting big on the, great white hope, right? The great white hope, making America great again. So I'm betting big on the great white hope. Are you? So we have a special going on at here on my show. GoCo and I agreed that for our listener, for my listeners, they have a special promo. Qualified accounts receive 10% instant match. 10% instant match in bonus and silver. 10% instant match in bonus and silver. I recommend you learn more by going to jessielovesgold.com. jessielovesgold.com or call 855-644-GOLD. That's 855-644-GOLD. Tell them Jesse sent you. Amazing.
Sure. It's just a little washed out. That's all.
Amazing. So that's fine?
Yeah.
Hank is showing me where to put the coffee. Punchy's coffee. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. Really, I'm not. It's good. Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee, P-U-N-C-H-I-E-S, possibly yes, at every bag that you buy, every penny you give goes back to Bond to help us get to work here. Not only are you getting an amazing flavor, you're also helping a nonprofit get the job done. So thank you. I do appreciate it. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com/stores. We got the live response. You have a soundbite on that, Derek? Let me hear. We have a live response from the Great White Hope about that bitch that spoke at the church. Watch this. You haven't read it yet, Nick?
Yes. Yeah.
Let me hear. This, where's it from?
Right.
What did you think of this?
Huh?
Forbes.
Okay, go ahead.
Forbes.
Right.
What did you think of this?
What did you think of the service?
What did you think? Did you like it? Did you find it exciting? Not too exciting, was it? I didn't think it was a good service, though. Thank you very much.
Thank you, press. Thank you, press.
They can do much better.
Thank you, press.
If I was there, Mr. President, why you didn't just walk out? That was Satan's daughter. Why didn't you just walk out, sir? Amazing. Let me go to the UK and talk to first-time caller, Dave. Dave, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey. Hey, Jesse. How are you today?
All is well, Dave.
I'm very well myself, but better. Lovely to speak to you for the first time. I've been a long-time listener, and your words have really helped me.
Right on.
Past 5 or 6 years.
Well, stay with us. It will get clearer and become clearer and clearer. You will be made free.
I have a quick comment, if I may,
yes,
share with you.
Yeah.
So, I used to mock Christians when I was younger. And then at a period in my life, I was a sinner. And then I told a lie to someone I really loved deeply and still love very, very deeply. And that lie sort of lasted for 14 years about a sin I committed. And all those years, there's been a little bit of fear, a little bit of terror. But recently, everything was building and building to the point where I was unable to function, where my fear was so great, my thoughts were so busy. And then 2 weeks ago, I cried out at home. I work at home. I cried out and I wept and I asked and I looked up and I cried out for Jesus' help.
I'm having problems. Yeah, stay close to your phone or whatever because your voice is going in and out. Like, are you on a speaker?
How's that?
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a headset actually.
Oh, that's what the problem is.
Is that better? No better.
It's a lot better when he stays close. It's way better.
Okay, stay close.
That's cool. Cool. I'm back.
So,
but yeah,
ahead.
And so I was terrified. And I'd been reading that the week before I went to church for the first time in about, my gosh, 35 years. And one of the sermons was all about, in order to know God, we need to first fear him. And after that week, I confessed to the person that I loved. And it just came out. I don't know where it came from. But after 14 years, I gained the strength to confess. And at that moment, I was absolutely, completely humbled. I was broken down to the very base of who I am. The person forgave me unequivocally, which must have taken huge amounts of understanding. And after that, I felt renewed. And I don't think I ever learned what forgiveness meant until I was forgiven. I've now started going to church with my wife. We study the Bible together. And it does feel like I was made new. And the anger's gone. I don't know where it went, but the anger's gone. And that's all I really wanted to say. Jesse, you taught me a long time ago that I need to forgive my mother and father and return, you know, for what they, that's a long story, but that anger never went, even though I forgave them. But when I forgave them, I don't think I was truly forgiving them. And it took someone to forgive me to understand how I should then forgive others. And that's all I want you to know is that I learned to forgive through being forgiven.
Right. And have you gone and forgiven your mother and father now that you understand how important it is to forgive?
I did it before. My mother and they did some quite horrible stuff and I did forgive them, but it was rejected. Absolutely rejected.
Oh, that's fine. They can reject as long as you forgive them.
I forgive them,
right on.
But I feel now like I actually understand what it means to set them free.
Right. Are you doing the silent prayer?
I've just started doing the silent prayer.
Okay, you stay with that. Now that you understand forgiveness, you stay with that. So now you can stay present. And when you're present is where the kingdom of heaven is, where God is, Christ is there, the teacher, the Holy Spirit is there, you're going to have an amazing life if you stay out of your thoughts, stay out of the past or the future.
Indeed. And that's helped me the most is staying centered is what helps me just stay on the path. And then everything seems to be revealed. Things just come in front of me. And rather than being reactionary, And rather than getting angry at things, I just feel so much more compassion for everybody now.
Right on. Well, stay
God
with it.
God bless you, Jesse, eh?
Thank you, Dave. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yeah, and do you know what, Jesse?
What?
You do great work. The Lord does some amazing things through your voice. And long may you live and long may you continue delivering this beautiful message across the world. I love you, Jesse, from the bottom of my heart. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, Dave. I love you back.
Yeah, well, thank you, Jesse. You take care, and you have a lovely week, eh?
You too, buddy. Amazing. You can overcome, folks. You don't have to stay in your hell. You can leave everybody else in their hell, but you don't have to stay there. Isn't that amazing? Let me go to Brian out of Miami, Florida. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, God bless you, man. God bless the show. This is awesome.
Thank you.
Overcoming, man. I can see how female thoughts make men and have made me. It's like things don't go the way your devil set you up with an expectation. The things don't happen the way you expect them, and then out comes mama. You start crying, you start whining, you start complaining. Oh, my God. It's like amazing.
Well, they are evil thoughts. They're not the female natural way of thinking. It's the abnormal. And the devil worked through the mama to pass that on to the boys and the girls, to the children. But it's really devil. It's the spirit of evil.
Yes, sir. Amazing.
Amazing.
My question. As I overcome, I get more, like business ideas, like how you have the club for men to start businesses and stuff like that. Like as I grow and get older, I start seeing more like entrepreneurial things that I can do. And what I see happening, Jesse, is like, I get so caught up in the different business ideas and things that I want to do that when I'm at work, sometimes I get like careless, meaning like I'm looking up stuff on my phone or I'm doing stuff in different, like, you know, they got the applications in the phone and I'm preoccupied with my own, like, I'm trying to start my own business while I'm at work and I feel.
Stop that immediately. You stay away from the thought that I'm tempting you to do that when you're at work. You're there to do your job at work. You promise the man that if he pay you X amount of money, you're going to do X amount of work. So you do that. And then when you are off work or lunchtime or you get off work, then you focus on doing your own business, either starting your business or doing your own business. But if you don't do it in the right way, whatever you do to this boss that you have is going to be done to you because you're bringing it upon yourself.
Right.
So stay out of your head with all those ideas. They're not from God and they're not from you. You have to do all things in moderation. Then you
that
can't go wrong.
Helpful.
Yeah, then you can't go wrong. It'll work for you.
Amazing.
I remember when I started my first business, I had a job working at the hospital, and I would go to work. I had to be there like 6 a.m., I believe, something like that. And I would work. And when I got off work is when I was focused on my own business. But I did right by the boss so that right would come back to me, and it did. What you do to others, you're doing it to you. When you do it to others, where you hate or you or jealous or envious or whatever, you're really, really doing it to yourself. It feels like you're doing it to the boss or to someone else, but you're really doing it to yourself. That's why what you put out come back on you.
Amazing.
So you cut that out immediately, and when you get off work, that's when you focus in on your business. And don't go with all these ideas that Satan put in your mind. Just take one idea. Let's say you want to start a business. Just one step at a time and work on that. And the light of the Father will lead you into something else and something else as to how to make the business work. You'll be fine, all right?
Amazing. Oh, this is very helpful.
Right on. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, sir. Hey, I get it. I get it at lunch, man.
Right on. You stay with that.
It ain't no game, man. It's like, dude, you got to be like, Satan is crafty, man. He come with you Satan got like very creative ways to get at you, man. So
right. So
times a day.
That's why you don't listen to those thoughts, because those thoughts, the voices, and those emotions are not yours. None of them. They're not from you at all. So let them pass. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right, Brian. I wish you well, man.
Amazing.
Amazing. Take care. Amazing. Let me go to Bob out of Florida. Bob, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Jesse, man? Thank you for everything you've done, man. I just had a couple of questions for you. My first one for you is that I was pondering on the Trinity. And I know a lot of people say it's not in the Bible, but when Jesus said that it's my Father working through me and the Father and I are one, isn't that God in Jesus?
Is that God? Yeah, God working through it. The Spirit of God is working through him to get his work done.
Right. And there's also another scripture in the gospel that says, like, through me you shall see God's face, through Jesus.
When you see the Son, you see the Father.
Right. And I think in John it says you have to see God through me. Like, no one comes to the Father except through me, correct?
Right. Meaning that the words that the Son brings, if you can see where he's coming from, it's the Father that is allowing you to see it, and seeing is what brings you back to the Father.
Right.
The message that the Son has.
Right, correct. And I mean, they didn't say it verbally, but we can come to the conclusion that it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit within the Father, because all three are one. Or no?
So what now?
Like, can we conclude that it is in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, because the Son was the atonement, so no one can come to the Father because they don't have an atonement to come to the Father. They have no authority.
What's atonement?
Atonement is basically... I'm sorry, Jesse, kind of cold over here.
Oh, okay.
Atonement is basically what they do for Yom Kippur, the Judaic people under the Old Covenant. They have to kill a chicken for their sins.
But what does that have to do with? What does that have to do with Christ being the Son of the Father?
Oh, it has to do. It's one of the focal points of Christianity. During the Last Supper, he said, "This is my body and blood that will be given up for you." He was the atonement of the sins of the world. So, through him, we have salvation and redemption. But also, he was the Lamb of God that died for us.
Bob. You just said a bunch of words with no meaning.
Okay, let me simplify it. Basically,
are you saying you believe that you believe in something called the Trinity?
Yes.
Why?
Because in the gospel, Jesus keeps referring to the Father that's working through him.
But he never referred to anything called the Trinity. Why would you believe
that? Right.
There's nothing about a Trinity, period. Why would you hold on to something like that?
Not really hold on to it, but I was just thinking about it because one of his things that he fulfilled was that he was the revelation of the living God within us.
Bob. You would never know God with all this information in your intellect. All you guys are head full of knowledge, and that knowledge is keeping you away from God. You're never going to know him until you drop all your ideas and all your knowledge of God. Because it's just knowledge about God, but it's not helping you at all.
Right. Okay.
Why don't you drop it?
Thank you for that. I mean, I will. I just wanted to have a conversation with you this morning.
Right,
but
that's fine.
I have one other thing.
That's fine. That's totally fine. But why not drop all that stuff about the Trinity and all that other stuff you were saying about atonement or something? And why don't you drop all that?
Because I, you know, when it comes to Christianity, I grew up Catholic, and you know, having that ingrained in your subconscious mind comes sort of the programming.
Right, and you're right. You've been programmed not to know God. Why don't you drop it and forget all that so you can know God?
You're right, and I definitely will do that.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why don't I do that?
Yeah.
Lately, I know you say the intellect is we shouldn't operate through there, but
right.
Just learning about different things as far as salvation and redemption, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your point.
No, right. No, just learning about the salvation and diving more into the New Testament versus the Old Testament and the New Covenant that was given to us on the Sermon on the Mount. I know you like to refer to that a lot. I've just been more interested in things like that.
And there's nothing wrong, if I'm hearing you correctly, there's nothing wrong with reading about it and having good fellowship about it, but don't hold on to anything. Leave your glass empty. With the idea of good and with the idea of bad. Let it keep it empty so that you can know the truth.
Awesome.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have. It was amazing.
What happened?
You know, when I found your show. The first time that I tried a while ago, she went haywire. But after I did it the correct way that you said that, because it's really you letting go of the pain so you can have peace, and it's something that you're letting go, it really did help, and I was able to do that.
What did you say to her?
I said that I've been holding on, and a lot of things you've done to me, I've been holding on, and I didn't like it growing up, and I had no right to hold it against you, and I forgive you. And when I did it that way, she was much more receptive to it. She actually didn't say anything back.
And so were you trying to make her comfortable or something?
No, because I tried, before your show, I tried to go and confront her about that, but it was more a little bit hostile and it didn't end up well, if you know what I'm saying.
What did you say beforehand?
I basically blamed her for a lot of childhood stuff, and she said, I didn't do nothing to you, you didn't this, that, and we went back and forth, and it just...
But she was to blame.
She was, yeah, but she just wouldn't accept it.
And so you went back in a soft, nice way?
No, I went back in the way that you... Because I was so more looking for her to say sorry, and I didn't need that.
Oh, I see. Yeah,
that.
You didn't need anything from her, you're right.
Right, so I went just to let it go off of my chest, let that
right
baggage go.
Nice. And are you doing the silent prayer now?
Yes, I'm doing the silent prayer. At least I try to get it at least once a day. If I'm going to work, I do it at break time.
Right. And also during the day, when you're not working, practice being present so God can guide you. But I really want to do what you want, of course. I recommend you let all this knowledge about God and about Jesus and about this fake idea of the Trinity and all this other stuff you let all that go, because it's just thoughts, and those thoughts will hold you back from knowing God.
Okay.
It will keep you back from entering into the kingdom of heaven. You gotta become dumb. And
right.
So when you do read the Bible, don't hold on. I want you to watch how Satan will interpret the Bible for you in your intellect, And then you'll go out quoting it, and it's sound like you know it, but you don't. You've been deceived by evil.
Right. All right, Jess, I really appreciate you, man.
You're welcome, man. You stay with it, though, Bob. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do not give up. Just let go of thought, because every time you reach for a thought, every time you believe a thought, you're drinking a glass of poison.
Awesome, awesome. And let's give it up one time and watch the great White Hope do his thing. He's looking amazing.
I know, man.
And he's going to work day one.
Daddy is home. Thank you, Bob. Call me again, buddy.
All right, take care, Jeff.
All right.
All right, mate.
Bye. I got to take a break. When I come back, your super chats and your phone calls. Hate news right now. Hate news. Not the fake news, but the hate news. H-A-K-E. I'll be back in a moment.
Some serious mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, January 22nd, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, and JLP will get to your calls. Okay, to get on, call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And you can call free via Skype, even from overseas. 1-888-775-3773. That is 888-77-JESSE. No I in Jesse. Call Me Nonsense Network. CNN reports the white on the inside White House. No longer black on the inside. It's getting cleaned up. Okay? I mean, there's probably some bad apples, but anyway. The White House, Trump White House, has ordered all federal employees in diversity, equity, and inclusion, call me nonsense, roles, they're literally in roles for that. They get paid for that, to be destructive and to be worthless, or bring the worth down, to be placed on leave effective immediately. Some major companies have taken similar measures as they face pressure from conservative critics and customers to roll back their evil DEI so-called programs. Very nice. Good news, I think. Shout out to those people who are working, quote-unquote, in DEI for the devil. Winter whiteout, an historic, or is it ahistoric, or is it an historic amount of snow is burying parts of the U.S. Gulf Coast. The Gulf of America, after the region was struck Tuesday by a once-in-a-generation winter storm. At least 9 people believed to have died due to the dangerous conditions gripping the South, officials said. States of emergency active in Louisiana, Georgia, Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi, as I reported yesterday, I believe. Many schools and airports across the southern states closed as travel has become difficult to impossible in some areas. More than 25 million people are under winter weather alerts from Florida to Virginia today, all while much of the central and eastern United States face temperatures running from 20 to 30 degrees below average. I saw one place it was negative 10. How is that even possible? And an immigration crackdown. President Donald J. Trump is rolling out a slate of new policies targeting what they call undocumented illegal aliens. They call them immigrants, with mass deportations, righteous deportations, I call them. The White House, the white on the inside White House, washed with the blood of Christ, this week made it easier for immigrants, illegals that is, to be arrested in places considered safe zones. Nice. Like churches and schools. No more sanctuary in those churches or schools. ICE set a policy in 2011 preventing them from going to sensitive locations. That was Obama. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP. I think. Almost.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour. The Manhood Hour is coming up in the next hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. Really. And all these questions are set up for those who want to overcome their misery. Overcome their hell. Your hell is your thoughts, feelings, so-called good feelings and bad feelings, your fear, your worry, doubt, thinking about the past or future, looking for love, wanting to be love, or looking for friendships, wanting friendship, wanting for anything is your hell. Thinking that you're a lesbian or homosexual or transgender or whatever, that's your hell. Thinking that you're a mother or you're a father or you're anything, it's all hell. Why not be free? What's wrong with freedom? Why not just be free? No identity. Why you got to identify with something or somebody? Why? You're never going to be free. Why you got to identify with a group? Why do you have to identify as a pro-abortion or anti-abortion? Why do you have to identify? What's wrong with you? You just can't live. Christ did not identify with any of those things. There was only one identity for him, and that was of the Father. It was of the Father. He didn't identify as a Democrat or a Republican. He didn't identify as being black or white. Why do you have to live that way? What's wrong with you? It's not bringing you peace. Because sooner you identify with it, you got to defend it. You got to protect it. It become important to you. And now you got to defend it. Become your false god. It become your false god. As soon as you get married, ladies, doesn't your husband become your false god? Now you got to protect him either right or wrong. And man, as soon as you get married, doesn't your wife become your false god? Now you got to protect her right or wrong. Why can't you just be married without identifying? You have no other, she'll have no other God but God. Otherwise, you're going to suffer. Because everything else is a false God. Why do you have to have thoughts? It's just false gods. Illusions. Why don't you just be free? Why not experience heaven right here on earth? Why not? I'm just asking, why not? But anyway, so if you're out and about and you can't just sit and watch the show, you can listen on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast all the show, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, and we're going to get to your super chat, to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. I want to go back. I want to go to John out of Alabama. John called yesterday, but we ran out of time there. And so I asked John to call back today, and he's back. And then I'm going to get to all your calls and your super chats. Let me go to Alabama, Sweet Home, Alabama. John, thanks for calling back. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Hey, John.
Where do you want me to start back on our conversation?
I forgot when we left.
Okay, good.
So well, I do know that you and your wife going through a divorce, and you have to you're going to court. You have to decide if you want the 50-50% of the kids, right?
Yes, sir.
And you said you don't know if you want that. Am I right?
I don't. I'm asking you if you have a default position. In other words, if you have a recommendation, what's your attitude about it? That's what I'm asking.
About if you should want 50-50% or not?
Or any father. But I'm asking for me.
Okay.
I'm asking what you would do.
Well, I don't know what I would do. I'll have to be in that situation to see what to do, because I have to see what the situation is and all that. And only you can make that decision if you want 50% custody or not.
And what questions would you be asking yourself?
I don't know, because I don't know what the situation would be for me. So I cannot tell you what I would want, and I'm not in that situation.
Is it wrong to compare our situations?
Yes. Never compare yourself to anybody or anything.
Okay. All right. So,
do you know if you want 50% custody of the kids?
I would ask it a different way. I would ask, am I able to be a good, well, good? Am I available? Does my job status, does my job situation allow time to be a parent? The want
And what's the answer to that? Do you have time to be a parent?
Yes, sir. Yeah, I work from home.
Okay. That's take care of that question.
It does. I'm available.
So why are you having an issue with whether or not you want to be able to be with your children? You said in Alabama, I could be wrong about this, but I believe you said in the conversation yesterday that in Alabama, they automatically give the father 50 and the wife 50, the mother 50. Am I right about that?
They will. It depends on my preference. Logically, if I did not want.
I know that, but if you wanted it in Alabama, it's not like they give it to you if you want it, right?
But they would ask questions like.
No, let me get that answered first.
They will give
you 50% if you want it. Am I right?
No, sir.
Oh, okay.
No, sir. It's not automatic. If I was in the military and overseas, or if I had a business where I was driving a truck and maybe I had my own truck, and I'm on the road all the time, then they would make that decision. They would say it's not in the best interest of the kid.
But none of those things are your situation. Your situation is you're home. You work from home.
Correct.
And so in your situation, would they give you 50% if you wanted it?
No idea. There's other questions they would ask, I'm sure.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So there's tests. And they're asking for the benefit of the children.
And do you want 50% of the children?
Well, that's what I'm calling. I don't know. I don't know. And this is not what I want. I'm thinking what's best for the kids.
And so what's best for the kids, in your opinion?
I don't know. It's a question I can't answer.
Why don't you don't know if you can take care of the kids or... You don't know if you don't have time to take care of them, it's best to stay with the mother. You don't have any idea about your own schedule or anything?
I do, but it's but that's in the future.
What's in the future?
The idea is if I'm going to take care of the kids, then that's sort of in the future. And I'm asking.
What's in the future? What do you mean? You don't know right now if you're able to spend the time and take care of the kids when you have them. You don't know right now that you are or you're
right,
not.
Right now, I'm able to do an excellent job.
So what are you concerned about then?
Cutting the baby in half.
What does that mean?
Splitting time. Oh. Well, if there's no consequence. Say if I had $100, she wants half. I give her half. There's no consequence to the $100. There's no future for the $100. No emotions. No development. No growth. No spirituality.
But what does that have to do with you wanting to be with your kids or not?
I have no idea what's best for the kids. And I've also in my ear and in my mind, Jesse, I hear a lot of your lessons about if your wife wants them and she's behaving a certain way, let her have them.
Meaning that don't be spending all your money and time in court with a woman that's already making it clear that she's going to punish your children to get back at you by keeping them away from you. But that doesn't seem to be the case for you, right, in your situation.
She's going to argue for full custody in court, and she's going to have me pay for her lawyer.
How do you know that?
That's in the summons. I mean, she's suing me.
And so in the summons, it said you got to pay for her lawyer?
Yes, sir.
And do you have your lawyer, too?
No, sir.
Oh.
I'm representing myself. The money's not a problem as far as, you know, knowing my legal rights.
Okay.
I know what assets I had before we got married. We've only been married for a few years, and my total, you know, the only question in my mind is what to do with the kids.
Meaning if you want 50% custody, right? That's in your mind.
Yes, sir.
And do you want it?
I'm trying to make the right decision.
And why is that hard to make the right? You said you work from home.
Yes,
sir.
So
that means that the time that you do have them, when you're at home working, how old are they?
3 and 1.
So when you're home working, will you have time to spend with the kids too?
Yes.
So that's answered then. And so when you do you date a lot or something? What is it that's confusing you?
I really like when you talk about when you told fathers who's trying to hang on to their kids that if you love the kid you wouldn't cut the baby in half.
Right.
And then there's Bible verses, don't resist an evil person. And so if what's happening to me is that Jesse, if you as a counselor said, hey, this is what I'm recommending. I'm providing leadership. You asked for it. Here's my leadership. And if I did to you what she's doing to me, I would say, well, I don't like your leadership. I reject it. I'm going to take half of your financial assets, your kids if you got them, and you're going to pay me every month for the rest of my life or your life, whichever one comes first. So that's the boat I'm in. That's the type of woman I'm dealing with. She doesn't accept scripture. She doesn't accept my leadership. I kicked her out. I told her to leave. And so she left. She took the kids. Well, actually, I asked her to apologize before she left. And she did apologize. We lay down and take a nap. When I woke up, she was gone. Took the family van, took the kids, took a few things, and left. So that's who I'm dealing with. I'm not going to go. You know, legally, I have visitation rights right now during this interim period.
Uh-huh.
I can go and see her, but. It's risky. I'm not going to go and be in a public setting around her because I don't trust her.
Yeah.
She's done some things this year that is really sketchy. It seems like it was a trap. And she went and visited my dad. I'm not crying. I just got something in my throat. She went to visit my father and sort of made it known that she was going to visit my father, took the kids. Took two of her friends and sort of was trying to bait me into going and to be around her. So, you know, it's just, it's a situation where love the kids, but, you know, it's going to be, if they're here with me, they're going to be listening to JLP. My son's going to grow up knowing who you are, what you teach. And that's going to be at odds with what they're getting from their mother, I'm sure. So
it sounds like you're just not sure what to do for you and the kids, right? If to take them or not.
I'm trying to seek first the kingdom of God. You've been down this road a lot longer than I have. And this, I mean, you've talked to, I'm sure you've talked to many people who were going into divorce, post-divorce, and I'm just trying to have a conversation with you so that maybe at some point I may call later this year and say, hey, Mr. Peterson, this is, you know, here's how things are. I don't want you to say, oh, I would like to be able to get to a point where, you're not looking back and saying, oh, well, you know, if I slept with somebody who I'm not married to, that's a no-brainer, right? I mean, that's an absolute, you'd be like, well, you know, you messed up. But so I'm calling to get out ahead of it so that maybe.
I see now. Here's what.
Yeah.
Here's what I recommend to all the guys who are married and they have children with these women. And any woman that want to take you to court to fight over your own children or to try to get money from you to so that she can live off your money and not take care of herself is an evil woman. And I wouldn't, personally, I just wouldn't even participate in it at all. I would just let her, okay, go and do what you want to do, but I'll be done with her. And I wouldn't really waste my money. I wouldn't waste my money because I know now that I'm dealing with an evil woman, which is of the devil, and it's never going to be right with her. She's not going to ever be fair in letting you see the kids because even if the court says yes, she's going to make that difficult. If she goes around my family, and I wouldn't have anything to do with my family members because I'm, especially once I tell them, don't let this woman around. Don't be going to her. Don't be talking about grandmama need to see the kids. I just wouldn't play that kind of game because I know I'm dealing with evil. I wouldn't do it. But you have to see that for yourself and make that decision for yourself, not based on just because I said it. I just wouldn't recommend it, and I wouldn't do it myself. Because you're dealing with an evil woman. The fact that she's going to court, she's telling you in advance that she is evil and she's never going to do right about you and your kids. She's just going to take your money and play a game with you by playing this game. But you got to stop playing the game with the devil. Don't even play the game with her. Don't argue with her. Don't have anything to do with her.
Gotcha. Doesn't matter what the court says, what her behavior is a risk dealing with her.
Just think about this. This woman does not love God. She doesn't love what's right. She's of her father, the devil. If the court, and the court will for the most part, maybe it's once in a while the court take the side of the man, but the court's going to do what she wants. And if she's not following the laws of God, and she's not going to follow the laws of the court, the rules of the court, why would you want to be bothering anything like that?
Thank you.
No, that was a question.
I'm not going to answer right this moment. I'm relieved by everything you said.
I called
because that was my suspicion. When I'm outside, I'm trying to have peace with God. I feel more at peace when I just let Him have it and let Him deal with it.
Yeah. You got to stop fighting with the devil. This woman is evil. Any woman that takes the father to court to keep him away from his children and the children away from the father, and she wants you to give her money, you're dealing with evil. That's an evil woman. Yep. She ain't going to never do anything right. It ain't going to work.
I'm really glad that we had a chance to talk. Jesse, I'm gonna
I don't have another question. You answered everything I need to know.
But you make sure you stay quiet and be aware so you can see what you want. And you can see clearly, if you do go to court, and it's not like you're going, you'll be conscious of what happened in court. So you don't just give up all your money to this woman and all that kind of stuff. And you'll see what to do if you stay present.
Yes, sir. I feel from the court standpoint, I've got my documents, and as long as it's a logical sort of arrangement, I don't think that it'll be an issue.
Well, okay.
The only thing I needed to have, in other words, I have conviction about, you know, not just giving everything over to her.
Don't give her everything.
No, I'm not.
Don't make her, once the kids are 18, hopefully you don't have to give her another dime. You don't have to take care of her and all that, because the marriage is over. Why should you have to? Now, I don't know what the rules are, right, with the court, but why should you take care of a woman that you're no longer married to? That doesn't even make sense. Maybe you can help. Maybe you can help out with the kids, but don't, you know, once the kids are grown, I don't know why you have to give her money.
I have a pretty good, I think it's a balanced sort of attitude, and hopefully make good decisions.
Okay.
About the financial part.
Right.
Well,
yeah, just stay conscious and stay present so you can see how to do it in the right way.
Okay.
And don't be angry. No matter how she tempts you to be angry, and or how the court may or may not tempt you to be angry, don't fall to anger at all.
After she left, it took a few days because it was trauma, right? And this was back in, this was late last year. I had this sort of thought that, and it was a pleasant thought, that God had me all to himself, that I wasn't distracted with responsibilities of being a husband and father. And so I'm trying to grow. I heard you say grow in the moment where you are.
Yes.
So I'm not rushing this process. I'm not angry about it. I'm
good.
The pain, you know, there's been pain, sure. But it's helping to focus.
Well, if you let go of the thoughts about her or anything, then the pain will leave you. You can't have pain unless you have thoughts, because the pain is never real. And the pain are only coming from illusion of thoughts. And thoughts can only give you about what has happened and what will happen, which is an illusion too. So just let the thoughts go and you'll be free. Those thoughts and the pain are not from you, and they're not from God. They're a lie, and they're from evil.
It's a daily challenge.
Are you doing the prayer?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, stay with the prayer during the day. Whenever thoughts come, don't ever believe that they are you. You do not create thoughts. You do not have an idea of what you want or what you need or anything. So just live, practice living without those thoughts. And just go to work, do your job with thoughts. But, you know, you got to use presence of thoughts to do your work, build a house or whatever, right? But don't live by that. And you just stay away from thoughts, then you'll be fine.
Thank you for helping me think through this. I really, really appreciate it, Jesse.
You're welcome, buddy. And stay away from the thought. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Shout out to Hake and all the guys. Thank y'all for what y'all do. Appreciate y'all.
Thank you, buddy. Shout out. Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir.
All right. Take care, John. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. We'll be right back. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake! HAKEReport.com. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV. He black! Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. Monday through Thursday. You don't want to miss it. And at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby. Natural energy. And now that the Great White Hope is there and bringing back qualified pilots and flight stewardess, and what's the name of those people that work in the tower thing?
Air traffic controllers.
Air traffic controller. You might see some flights coming again because he needs some qualified employees, not DEIs. And now that DEI is gone, qualified people coming to the front. So at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. All right? And don't forget, check out Punchy's Coffee. I got my own coffee now. Did you ever imagine that? What the? And it's good. Good. Punchy's Coffee. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com. Or call 800. No. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. Get some Punchy Coffee. Every dime, every bag you buy, you're helping the nonprofit. It goes right back into the nonprofit, all right? Thank you, but the coffee's good. Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? What the? Check it out. Super chat. Super
chat.
Super chats.
Someone bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLPtalk. Hello, sir. On yesterday's show, it sounds like when you got that information about the deal between Israel and Hamas,
yes,
it really bothered you. We know you don't really care. However, it sounds like you do. Maybe it's because I'm black
what?
And slow. About that ain't no deal. Three DEI women.
That ain't no deal. I don't care how you, whether you love Israel or not. That ain't no deal. Just think about this. Israel gave up at least 100 men back to Allahu Akbar people. They're going to kill them if they get a chance. Right? 100. And what did Israel get in return? Three females. They are not fighters. They can't do anything. And they got three females. They didn't even get three males. That ain't gonna do you? What the? I know I'm black and slow. But that ain't no deal. It's like you say, okay, Jesse, let's make a deal. I give you a dollar and you give me a dime. Or you give me a dime and I give you a dollar. And we're supposed to have a deal? Are they saying that?
It's kind of like 3 cents. No, he's saying...
You got three females. But go ahead.
He's saying it sounds like it really bothered you.
What does that mean?
You know you don't really care. However, it sounds like you do. Maybe it's because I'm black and slow. As if like you're angry about it or...
Oh, no. I ain't angry about it. I'm just saying that ain't no deal. That ain't no deal. That is nothing to be proud of. There's nothing to be holding on press conference and say we have a deal. You ain't got no deal.
That's right.
You got screwed. You ain't get no deal. And my dream team knows better. Trump, my dream team. Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. The dream team. Amazing. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. The trail is bitter. The trail is cold. 1,000 wagons, a story untold. Family and friends and my bag.
No, I my bag up. Of coffee.
Oh, right. Your bag. My bad.
Hate cars up, sending it up. This is hate white privilege car. Did you know Hank have a white privilege car? You know he living that life.
Oh, yeah. I pull it out anytime I can.
He white all the way. White privilege. Well, now that DEI is gone, maybe now the white man can get his country back.
Hopefully.
We'll see. But go ahead.
Family and friends and preachers, too, in the Old West, that's what we do.
How's that, Nick?
Wagon, train, country, and western, Tuesday.
Nice. Thank you.
Tony bought a coffee. When I first heard that preacher, I thought he was being funny and doing a parody of Martin Luther King. Then I had to check the color of his tie. It was red. What a mess.
I think that preacher that's, you talk about the inauguration preacher, right?
Yeah.
That preacher did what that woman did, that pissy Palin woman did. They played a trick on Trump.
Yeah.
Both of them. I don't care if he had a red tie. That ain't no conservative, and it ain't no preacher. What the? Amazing. Thank you.
Denise on X says, come on, Jesse. It was inspirational. God hears your prayers when they are spoken with emotion. I loved it. Praying hands, heart, and American flag.
Number one, God does not hear emotional prayers. Satan does, but not God. God does not. God is dispassionate. He does not hear emotional prayer because he knows they're not real. When she cries, she's lying, right? So God does not hear emotional prayer. And that man did not do an emotional prayer. That man did a fake Martin Luther King thing for the thrill. It didn't fit anything. It wasn't a benediction. It was all fake. It was just for the thrill. It was a setup because nobody asked for no Martin Luther King, I had a dream or whatever it was. Was it I had a dream?
Something like that.
Nobody want that mess. He was supposed to thank God for Donald Trump and ask God to let his will be done for the great white hope and his administration, and amen. That's it. That was not inspirational. It may have been emotional, and emotions are not inspiration. They are lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Salon man said he had the Holy Spirit coursing through him. You're just a contrarian, Jesse, and it's true you have hatred for your own race.
He has Satan contrarians flowing through him. It had nothing to do with God, not one word. God didn't even hear that mess. God was like, what the? Amazing. Thank you.
Mr. Simpson says, bro, we get it. You like the silent prayer thing. We know everything black you don't like.
I like the light. What now? Thank you.
Equivoquer says, only two of the clergy mentioned Jesus Christ. At least he mentioned Jesus.
That's all you mentioned?
I'll stand closest with that man.
Was Satan mentioned Jesus? What's up? What is that supposed to mean? That has no meaning just because somebody mentioned Jesus. What the? And then he was looking up. What's up there? What are you doing up there when we need him down here?
Brett Ryan says, at least he wasn't angry.
Yes, he was. That was not love. That guy is filled with rage. That's why he was able to do that. That was not love. So, no, he is angry. He has rage. Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the DLive crew, Games for Rec, Joel Friday's Mexican Cousin, Wolf336, Groovy Monkey, and the rest of the supporters. Thanks, y'all.
Thank you.
Gregatron bought our coffee. Jesse, you had me cracking up yesterday with the talk of that black pastor at Trump's event.
What was that?
He felt like a mad scientist, like Dr. Frankenstein. He's alive.
And then
he was making
that crazy face.
He's alive.
Poor Trump. He had to put up with that mess.
And why was he looking into the sky like that?
No, what were you looking at? He was looking up into hell. He wasn't looking into heaven. That's for sure. In his imagination. Also, they had a band there, a marching band from a black college. Oh, my God.
That's what I heard. Somebody called in and told me
they
that.
Were a mess, too. Black people, why won't y'all stop? Don't be black everywhere. I remember when I was a kid, my parents would tell us, Don't be acting up in the public, right? So black people stop acting up in that band from this black, and they showed out. They would make Joel embarrassed, and Joel don't even know black culture. Joel Friday TV. They were a mess. Oh, my God. They were trying to mess up Trump inauguration thing.
Indeed.
That's what you get from inviting those black people to your stuff.
Don't be inviting the riffraff.
I'm telling you. I know they gave you some votes, but uh-uh. Thank you.
It looks like we have some new content for Bible Thumper Thursday. Can't wait to see what Nick does with it. God said it. I want it.
Amazing.
Rob gave 5 coffees. What's green and dances? Fred Asparagus.
Who?
I guess it was a joke. It made me laugh after Anchor Baby laughed. What's green and dances? Fred Asparagus.
I don't know him.
Do you know who Fred Astaire is?
Right, but he did.
Fred Asparagus.
Fred Astaire dance?
I'm not familiar with him.
Fred Astaire was a dancer.
Right, Fred Astaire was a dancer.
Nice.
So if you make him green, he'd be green like asparagus. It's really silly. Let's move on.
It's a white joke. You wouldn't understand.
Oh, okay. Danny, I meant to, but thank you.
Danny Moore bought it. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah.
Danny Moore. Danny says, hi. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, I really recommend you watch Braveheart again. It's pure alpha. And James, watch it. Don't be a beta. Laughing face with sweat.
At some point, I will. Don't hold me to it. But I will. At some point. I don't know when.
Me too.
But at some point, I will.
I just need to let the hype die down.
Yeah.
Because these people have spoiled it for me.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
Someone bought a coffee. What you say is true. I didn't know that this was in the Bible when I read it as a kid, but it has stuck with me since. Something about it makes me feel free from all this miserable and pain. I want to keep it short, so I'll send it in the next coffee. Wish you well.
Thank you. I appreciate it. The saddest thing that evil has played up on mankind. Well, there are a lot of sad things. But the fact that you're not free and all your sins have been wiped away and you see yourself as a sinner. And then you say all that emotional crying and all that. You think that has something to do with the Spirit of God, and it doesn't. and you believe your thoughts are your own and emotions are yours. It has nothing to do with God. But thank you. Christ came that we may have peace and perfect peace. Christ said, all your sins have been wiped away. It's done. It's over. You've been bought for and paid for. But yet you live like slaves. And if someone tell you that you're not a slave, you'll get mad. And if someone tell you, no, I'm not a sinner, I'm free, you get mad at them because you're in the prison and you want everyone to stand there with you. You're right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Someone bought a coffee. Follow up. Revelation 21:6. It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life.
Yeah.
This verse literally states that all your sins are forgiven and you can have perfect peace everlasting, free of charge. It's amazing how twisted the devil has us when in reality we're free.
Yes.
Thank you for waking me up because I had forgotten this.
Wow, thank you. Where is that from?
Someone on Buy Me a Coffee.
And where's that?
Revelation 21:6.
Right on. Are you free? It's done. It's over. The kingdom of heaven has come. And you have been made free. Your sin was wiped away when Christ did the whole going to hell and coming back thing. You've been bought for. You've been paid for. When you go to the store now, all you need is living free water. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jean bought three coffees. It's so unfortunate to be a coward.
It really is. What the?
Misty gave a diamond on DLive saying, this is for 55th's improved sentence structure.
Thank you. Cry, Misty, for me.
Nice. Thank you, Misty. Ronnie from Ohio, three coffees. Uncle Jesse, I heard you make the claim that women aren't created to lead, and I disagree with you. God does, too. Deborah was a high-ranking judge. Esther was a queen. Who lied and convinced you that women can't be leaders? Side note, the worst leaders in history, world leaders, were all guys. Hitler, Mussolini, Ivan the Terrible, Biden, etc.
Amazing. Thank you, Ronnie. But those women had men leading them. Amazing. They leave that part out. Thank you, Ronnie. I appreciate it.
It's midnight. Your Uber driver bought a coffee. Is booking a non-DEI flight at 5:01 p.m. today on the Anchor Baby Airlines. Jesse, what does Trump have to say now that he's president?
DEI is out, that's for sure. But let me check.
For every one new regulation, two old regulations must be eliminated.
I rest my case. What the? A perfect response. Thank you.
Father Russell on Rumble raided the stream. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
It's Birdie Bound B bought five coffees. Jesse, my cup will remain empty until the Lord is willing to fill it with Punchy's coffee.
Right on.
And all American blend for an all American mug.
Right on. Check out Punchy's coffee. My own coffee now. And it's good. RebuildingTheMan.com/store. RebuildingTheMan.com/store to order your coffee. Can you hold it?
Yes,
therefore,
sir.
I want to get to some calls. I'm looking
we'll
at
get to the rest later, guys.
We definitely will. Thank you all. Brian is a first-time caller out of Ohio. Brian, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, thanks, Brian.
Hey, man. I just had a couple comments and a few questions for you. Okay. I just want you to know that you know, I've been a big fan for a long time. I wanted to thank you for your over 35 years that you've been fighting the good fight. I wanted to thank you for the great white hope. I wanted to thank you for White History Month in July. I wanted to thank you for taking on the beta males.
July just feels white.
Oh, I tell you, it's so beautiful. I wanted to thank you for taking on all the BLM nonsense, you know, the David Turners and the Jasmine Abdullahs or whatever their names are. and I wanted to know, you know, a couple things from you. You know, what's your favorite subject to talk about on here? Is it the racisms or is it religion? And the next question would be, like, what's your favorite interview on here or that you've done? Would it be when you took on Dr. Phil or when you took on the beta male Destiny or that he, she, Michael Gallagher, Willow Kessler woman dude,
or Bill Maher,
or Sean Hannity, or the Black Panthers. Yeah.
That's interesting. I never really think about which was my favorite, so I don't know. And when I'm doing my shows, I don't have a favorite subject for that either. I don't know. I don't have. That's a good question, John. I don't think about those things. So, but I will, and then I'll tell you later, another time, which the favorite with the shows and the interview. But I just don't have one right now, and that comes to mind.
Okay. Well, I got to say, personally, I'm tied between when you took on Dr. Phil and when you took on Destiny. You know, that one guy who was cheated on by his wife and all that good stuff. I love to see you take down the beta males and be an alpha. And, go ahead.
Dr. Phil is a conservative now, right? I think I saw that somewhere, or maybe not.
I would say so. You definitely inspired the conservative inside of me and all the common sense values that have been lost over the years.
Yeah, we got to bring that back.
Coming out lately.
Yeah.
Yes.
We got to bring that back, and I think Donald Trump will do that as well. And men like you who are waking up, I believe the truth is just going to spread even more so.
Yes, sir. And that's why I wanted to get on here and just say thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting Donald Trump, and thank you all around.
Thank you, Brian.
Thank God for letting this the election go the way it did instead of the last one, you know?
Absolutely, man. Thank you, John, and I appreciate your support. I mean, Brian, and I appreciate your support for helping us to get this done. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Jesse, and just keep doing what you want to do. And I just wanted to know real quick, how long do you plan on doing what you're doing?
Until God tell me to stop.
I love it. Hey, can I get a quick shout out to my daughter Cheyenne, who's listening right now? And
she loves you as well.
She's 9 years old.
Shout out, Cheyenne. I love that name, Cheyenne. What the? Oh, amazing. Shout out to Cheyenne. Thank you,
thank you, sir.
Brian. Okay, buddy. Amazing. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Chris, a first time caller out of. That's how you spell Mississippi. Chris, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Chris.
Hey, it's awesome to talk to you, sir.
Thank you.
So I had a question. I was, as you talk about taking on your mother's spirit, I was wondering if you recollected the moment that happened in your life.
The moment I took it on, or that I overcame it?
The moment you took it on.
I don't remember when exactly that it happened, but I do know that it happened because she tried to turn me away from my father, and I became angry about that. Can you hold for a minute, Chris?
Yeah, sure.
Hold on. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. 888-7753-773. The hate news is coming right now. Not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session, If you need counseling, you can go to RebuildingTheMan.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
The tariffs are coming in. Oh, yeah. China, Canada, Mexico. Nice. California wildfires still going. Out of the major headlines, I guess, but still going. 28 people dead. And Netflix is raising their prices. Who cares? A cat was left on an airplane by mistake, apparently. Should never have been allowed on there, maybe. Mr. Beast wants to buy TikTok. That's cool. And Thailand, evil Thailand, is falling for a so-called same-sex marriage, and they're calling it so-called marriage equality. You know, that's a euphemism, communist euphemism. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, January 22nd, AD 2025. The lines are full, guys. JLP will be right back. You can call in every so often, just in case a line opens up, but right now they're all full, so you get a busy signal. But call in as you hear JLP wrapping up with the caller, or every so often, in case a caller drops. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports tariffs. Trump administration is moving to impose steep tariffs on goods from China, Canada, and Mexico that may come as soon as February 1st. Oh, yeah. A move that could raise prices for American consumers, says Commie Nonsense. President Trump, our greatest, this week said he is considering a 10% across-the-board tariff on all Chinese goods and 25% tariffs on Mexico and Canada. While Trump claims foreigner exporters pay the tariffs, U.S. consumers stand to foot a portion of the bills too, so says Commie Nonsense. Retailers unlikely to absorb fully those added costs. Retailers have taken some preemptive steps to stave off increasing prices, including stockpiling goods and shifting production away from countries that could get hit by tariffs. That's part of the point. Nice. But those measures may only protect consumers for so long. Maybe we'll bring back some manufacturing like he did in the first term, I heard. Anyway, at least 28 people have died in the wildfires blazing across Southern California. The air seems okay, but sometimes it's moderate, at least where we are. I don't know. It's been hit and miss. You don't know. You got to be careful. Officials said that on Tuesday, the Palisades fire in, but there's some like carcinogens. It's kind of like 9/11 type stuff. Ash and poison and mess. It's terrible. The Palisades fire in L.A. County burned over 23,000 acres, 63% contained. And the Eaton fire, 89% contained. Oh, that's good news, I guess, at over 14,000 acres. More than 10 million people in the region under red flag warnings today. Gusty winds. It's supposed to be like 77 over here, I heard, by the way. 77 degrees Fahrenheit and cloudy. Gusty winds and extremely dry air. Tens of thousands of people been displaced for weeks and now find their housing situation beyond their control. Crews say they may take months to clean up toxic contamination from chemicals released as flames consumed electronics, metals, plastic, paints. It's a mess. There's this cat named Mittens, and it became an accidental jet setter when her cage was overlooked multiple times in a plane cargo hold. Wow. I bet it didn't happen on Anchor Baby Airlines. Mr. Beast, he's a social media star. He's on YouTube and stuff, a competitor, is looking to buy TikTok with a group of investors as the deadline approaches for the company to avoid a permanent ban in the United States. And Trump is on their side because Trump is on our side. Nice. 1.4 billion people traveled internationally in 2024. Tourism is returning to the pre-scam-demic highs. That's nice, I guess. Here's this quote from this evil person. Thailand is ready to embrace diversity and accept love in all its forms. What a sicko. So said Thailand's so-called Prime Minister, Pattongtarn Shinawatra, as the country gets ready to become the first in Southeast Asia to recognize what commie nonsense deems marriage equality, which is a dumb euphemism. Hundreds of so-called same-sex couples expected to tie the knot across Thailand Thursday when the landmark bill goes into effect. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. It's the third hour. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Do you pay attention to what's happening to you or what's happening in you? Amazing question. You can get involved. You can listen to the show no matter where you are. And we are heard around the world by everybody and they mama if you're black, and everybody and their mama if you're white. You can listen to the show by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud. And we are going to get to all of your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right? I do appreciate it. It's Wednesday. It's the third hour of the show today. And every Wednesday, and during the third hour of the show today, I mean, during the third hour of the show, it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. Yo, yikes. A man is a male returned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
A tall son named Baron. Has anyone ever heard of him? He knew the youth vote. You know, we won the youth vote by 36 points.
That's Baron. He's strong, he's smart, he's tough, he's vicious, he's violent.
Yours is the earth, and which is more, you'll be a man, my son.
You can thank your father's influence.
My father made me everything I am.
My young son uses laptops to have little war games, right?
Sir, what are your orders?
Amazing. Like father, like son. When you see the son, you see the father. It's Manhood Hour. God in Christ. Christ in man. Man over woman. And woman over children. But the man got to be with a woman for the woman to guide the children in the right way. Amazing. That order is the only order that will work. Nothing else is going to work. Everything else is fake. Everything else is an illusion. All right? And I want you to know, as a result of that illusion, human nature is evil. Human beings are evil. And if you doubt me, I have proof. Look at your own heart and see how wicked you are. Anyone that has fear, anyone that has doubt, jealousy, envy, and strife, and want to go for revenge, want to hurt their fellow man, or hurt themselves. Anyone get lonely, anyone that identify with a false identity, want to be like someone else, or not be like anyone else. Anyone who think they're rich or poor. Anyone who identify with color, or whatever. You're evil, and you're angry, and you're desperate. And a desperate person would do anything. When God said, do not trust an angry person, he wasn't lying. It wasn't just some like, oh, okay, I ain't got nothing else to do or nothing else to tell you, so don't trust an angry person. No, that was a real serious warning. Look at it in your own family member. Look how you treat people. Look what you do to get a thrill from hurting others. Just look at you or thinking negatively or positively about someone. You get a thrill because you're evil. Anyone that has anger has fear, and fear and anger is illusion and evil. So I would recommend do what you want. Do what you want, that you die from that evil, because you can overcome it when you can admit to yourself that you're evil, for men and women. The moment you seriously see it in you and don't run from it, you can be free from it. And then love will take over and love will do the rest. And not your love. Human being love is not love. That's hate. That's why they switch from love to hate, from love to hate to love, hate to love, because they have no real love. Human beings do not have love. So don't look for it in a human being. They don't have it. They can't give you something that they don't have. But you must be born again. You can return to the Father, but you got to admit that you're evil because you're playing God. Anyone that plays God, that is angry, play God. You think you know right from wrong. You think you have more values, and you don't. You judge yourself and others in thoughts, sight, words, emotions, gestures, and all that. But you can be free. You got to want it. I want to mention this, and then I get back to the calls here. There is something called birthrights in America, birthright. And the evil birthright citizenship, yeah, thank you, birthright citizenship. And I've been hearing that for a while. And I remember when I first heard it, I was told that it was about slaves who were here. Once they became free, they became citizens, something like that. They had this birthright thing happen so that they could become citizen, birthright citizen, right? Citizenship. And it was for the blacks. It was for the slaves. And then human beings, being as evil as they are, they over the years, because it wasn't like this in the beginning, last 70 years or so, the people of the lie have included, they kept including black in wrongdoings so they could get their agenda across while pretending they love the blacks. And they wanted illegal aliens to come here. And so they said that if an illegal alien woman have a baby in this country, that child automatically get birthright citizenship. And then once that child has birthright citizenship, that child can bring mama, daddy, grandma, grandpa, the mules, the chicken, and everybody over here. But I've been paying attention to this lately, as because Donald Trump is going to get rid or try to get rid of the birthright citizenship. And so more information is beginning to come out about it. Now you're hearing both sides once again. And according to reports, I don't know what the court's going to decide or what happened, birthright citizenship was never meant for illegal aliens. It was never meant for illegal women to come across the border and drop a baby on the ground and call it a birthright citizenship. It was never meant for that. It was meant for the slaves at the time that were in this country already. Isn't that amazing? Fox News is reporting attorney general from 22 states sued Tuesday to block President Donald Trump move to end a century-old immigration practice known as birthright citizenship. Watch this from Fox News.
Meantime, 22 states are fighting President Trump's executive order on birthright citizenship. All this as a new migrant caravan is en route to the United States. Here are those Democrat attorney generals, some of them declaring that this order is a violation of the law. Listen.
Here's the rule in the 14th Amendment. Everyone born here is a citizen, period, full stop. The idea that a president would seek to undermine the Constitution with an executive order is an assault on the basic idea that we live under the rule of law.
The plain language of the Constitution is clear, and this order is plainly unconstitutional.
Plainly unconstitutional, period, full stop. The language they're using is pretty powerful.
Amazing, huh? And what's that in the Constitution, right? There, which amendment? 14th Amendment. 14th Amendment. And black people, according to all the reports I'm getting, it was meant for you, your slave people. It was never meant for the Mexicans, the illegal, and all that mess. So don't fall for it, because they're going to use you. Cortez and others, they're going to use the blacks, and the angry blacks are going to use the blacks because they hate the white man, they hate America. So watch out for that, see what happens. And I hope Trump is able to settle this once and for all. 888-775-3773. Let me go quickly back to Derek, a first-time call out of Mississippi. I mean, Chris, not Derek. Chris, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
So we were talking about, Jesse, about the spirit of your mother.
Right.
When it, if you remembered if it entered, when it entered you. But I was going to tell you that I think I know the moment, well, not that I think, but I've realized by listening to you that the moment that happened to me, always I've been remembering things as a young age, between 3 and 4.
Right.
Remember a lot of things. But I remember the moment that my mother had threw me in the back seat of a car and was fussing at me about something when I was about 3 or 4, and me looking up at her, and a voice came into my head, and it made me realize and said that, you know, you can say things to her without her knowing in your head.
Wow.
And you always talk about that your thoughts are not yours,
yes,
right?
Right.
So it told me that I could tell her that I hated her in my head.
Yeah.
I could say bad things to her in my head, and she would never know. But I always, growing up, thought that was the moment that I realized that I could talk in my head without people hearing it, because I was like 3 or 4.
Amazing.
But now I realize, after listening to you, that was most likely the moment that her spirit entered me, because of her not doing it in love. She was doing it in hate when she was getting on to me. So I was just wondering if maybe you guys remember that. But
that's an amazing point, though, that you can remember that. I do. I was thinking about your question during the break, and I do remember when I was a little kid, maybe, if I remember correctly, maybe 5 or 6, maybe a little young, but 5 or 6 for sure, I was yearning for my father. I knew my stepfather was my father, even though no one had told me at that time that he wasn't, but something in me allowed me to know that it wasn't my real father. I was still yearning for my father. And I do remember as a little kid asking my mother about him, who was my real father. Was my stepfather my father? And she would get angry at me. And I remember it having an effect on me. Now, I'm not sure if it was a mental effect, as you're saying, but I do remember it having an effect on me as a kid.
Go ahead. Were you going to ask me if I forgave my mother?
Yes,
I have. Watching your show, I realized that her spirit was in me.
Yeah.
And that I needed to, and even though, you know, how people always say I forgave her in my heart, I realized and understood at that time, even before I heard you, that she did the best that she could.
Yeah.
And just be getting older and understanding that as an adult. But I never thought about going and telling her that I forgave her. But after watching your show, I realized that, yes, and I did go and sit down with her and had a conversation with her and told her, you know, I forgave her for turning me away from my father.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it's kind of crazy because first thing out of her mouth she said was, "Who you been talking to?" So the first thing I told her is I've been talking to God.
Yes, sir.
And that shut her up real quick.
Nice.
And then, you know, then come the waterworks.
Yeah.
The crying. So I just ignored that, acting like it, you know, but watched it like a little movie, like you always say.
Yes.
That's
amazing.
Our relationship is so much better.
Yeah.
Like, it's amazing. But, you know, I just wanted to thank you and appreciate your message out there. And I know it's helping a lot of people out there.
Well, you stay with it. Because now that you have forgiven, then God has forgiven you. And all you got to do now is stay present. Don't be lost in your head thinking about the past or the future. Give no thoughts to fear and all that kind of stuff. And I'm telling you, Chris, you're going to be, like, blown away as to what will be shown to you, the revelation you will get. It's going to be amazing to watch yourself go through hell to enter into heaven. I can't find the words to describe that. How much you will know without a doubt that God is with you and that he loves you. And he has never and is not holding anything against you. He does not see you as a sinner or anything. It says that the mind and the people have lied to you to make you think all that. But just stay with it, man. You have not seen anything yet.
I surely will.
And you got to shake your head as to how blind you are, because I didn't know how blind I was and still are in a whole lot of areas until I was able to see. And the more I see, the more I want to see. It's amazing.
Yeah, staying out of your head
about
things is it's mind blowing.
Yes.
Like, having no thoughts
on
anything, but just staying in the present. And being with God and feeling that security of that is amazing.
Absolutely. And when you were a kid and you remember that the devil told you, oh, you can hate your mother in your mind, you can think
right.
Satan does not, even as an adult, when you realize you resented her and you needed to forgive, he did not want you to go and forgive your mother. He would rather for you to do it in your head than to go and face her. Whereas God said, go and forgive, and I will forgive you. Satan wants you to do it in your head because it means nothing in your imagination.
Exactly.
Did you forgive your father as well?
Well, that's a whole nother story. That's why I forgave her for turning me away from my father, because she got pregnant out of wedlock back in the, the 60s, 70s, and back in the 70s.
Right.
And you know how you say, because I'm back with country, from Mississippi.
Nice.
Back then, when you got pregnant out of wedlock, it was frowned upon really bad.
Yeah.
They didn't want that out there. They didn't want people to know that. But the guy that got her pregnant, he didn't want to get married to her. So his best friend apparently thought he loved my mama and decided that he would marry her so she wouldn't have to be, pregnant out of wedlock.
Right.
So I grew up all my life thinking that was my father, only to find out after doing a ancestry.com that somebody else was my father. And so I was lied all my life about that.
Amazing. And
now my aunt, you know how aunts talk.
You look just like John.
Yeah. They told me always, that's not your, when I got older, they told me that wasn't my daddy. Somebody else was my daddy.
Wow.
But my mama never would commit to that until I took that ancestry.com. And then his last name, his whole family was showing up in my ancestry.
Wow. I remember asking my mother would never tell me, but I would ask my grandma, who are my daddy? And my grandmother finally told me who he was. And you're right, the aunt, they told me, but the mama, it was difficult for her to finally admit it.
Yeah.
Are you able to find him?
I tried to reach out to him through Facebook, try to get some numbers of those people that were on that list of ancestry to kind of look them up. But I can't get nobody to return my calls.
Oh, okay.
But I did leave him a message on a messenger and send it to him. Uh-huh. I don't know if he's read it or not.
Right.
But I understand.
Yes.
I get it.
Yeah. Well, just forgive him. He couldn't help himself either. And you stay with the prayer, man. It's just going to get better for you.
Yeah, I just understood that he probably couldn't handle the hell that was in my mama either.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Yeah.
What the?
I know, sir.
Yeah. Amazing call, Chris. Thank you.
I appreciate it. And I'm going to stay with the prayer. And I just appreciate everything you do, sir.
Right on. Stay with it, buddy. I wish you well.
Yes, sir. Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Oh, amazing. Men and ladies, but men, drop your anger. A Foster's reporting, this is from Fox 29, a guy by the name of Noah Scurry, 17 years old, star student athlete, was shot to death outside of his home in front of his mama. Oh, no, not in front of mama. If you're going to shoot somebody, you're not going to shoot them in front of mama, is you? Anyway, he was shot to death in front of his mama, who was getting ready to take him to Samuel Fells High School. And law enforcement says there was a rap video posted the day before Scurry was killed. Watch this, Fox 29.
New tonight, law enforcement sources confirm there is a rap video uploaded to social media the day before 17-year-old Noah Scurry was shot to death behind his home in front of his mother, who was getting ready to take him to Samuel Fells High School. A screenshot of the video shows a man in a Joker mask, at times appearing to hold a gun. Sources tell Fox 29 they believe that to be Scurry. In the video, he dances along other individuals who are also holding and showing off guns throughout it. Sky Fox overhead the Philadelphia Police impound lot yesterday. Police confirmed this white Jeep Cherokee is believed to be the car used in Scurry's murder, which happened around 7 a.m. Tuesday in an alleyway behind Roar Street. Police say at least two shooters got out of the vehicle, with the driver possibly staying inside. Hours after Scurry's death on Tuesday outside Samuel Fells High School, a spokesperson for the School District of Philadelphia, in touch with the school principal and Scurry's devastated basketball coach, says he was a star athlete and recently scored the highest on the SATs in the school community.
Amazing. All evil, this is hell on earth inside of human beings. Really. It's hell on earth. And just imagine, while you're alive, you can overcome that. But if you drop your body in that anger, you're stuck. You won't ever overcome it. It'll be your eternal life. Or you can overcome anger by forgiving your mothers, all human beings. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. You drop your body in love, then you're stuck in love, God's love, for the rest of your life. Because there is no death other than ego death. You're never going to die. You'll leave your body, but you will never die. There's only one death, ego death. And if you want life, you got to let the false life go. You got to let the false life go. And they said that he was 19, right? Or 17? 17. And they were reporting that he scored the highest on the SAT. So apparently he was smart as well, and what the world calls smart. But you got to do what you want, but I will let the anger go. There's never, ever, ever, never, ever, no matter what happened, ever, never, ever a reason to be angry. And an angry person is a desperate, evil person. 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. Let me go to Gil. A first-time caller out of North Carolina. Gil, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Jesse, what's up, man?
All is well, Gil. Thanks for your call.
I always wanted to say this. Beta.
Man.
But, yeah. Listen, you were smart, man. You were smart. Oh, I'm from Uganda, by the way. And the first time I saw you, you had Sempy on there. That's what got me on this journey.
Right on. You're from Uganda?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Amazing.
Right? The source of the Nile. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What the?
Beta! Hey, check this out, Jesse.
What?
Look, you, first of all, you're funnier than any comedian out right now. I cried tears, like, watching you, like, laughing like crazy.
Oh, amazing.
But look, as smart as you are, why would you stay in California?
Because I'm black and slow.
Hey, look, at least you're consistent.
No,
you know?
That's right. No, the reason I'm still here, in all honesty, is because I haven't seen you. A way to leave yet, and so you know, I want to buy a building for the business. I haven't seen a way to leave, and I love the weather here in California. I like California, period. I don't like what it has become, but I just like California, man.
The weather's nice in Florida.
Yeah, but I heard, it gets like muggy hot, and then they have earthquakes and things. I mean, not earthquake, but tornadoes or something like that, right?
They don't have tornadoes or earthquakes. That's where you are now.
What do they have kind of bad weather where it blows your house?
Hurricanes.
Yeah, they have hurricanes. But I'm here because...
Wait a minute. You said fear. You shouldn't be fearful, Jesse.
No, I'm not afraid of it at all. I'm just saying I just haven't seen to leave yet.
It amazes me. You know how they get down out there, Newsom and all those fake, fraudulent.
But that's everywhere.
Yeah, that's true.
That's everywhere. Gil, call me again, but I got to take a break.
Hey,
call
listen.
Me. What?
No, listen. I'm going to see because of you. Mother and father.
Hold on. I got the treasure chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment. Hold on, Gil. That's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have the sex. You don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, bro. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Okay, folks, welcome back. Quick announcements. Then I get back to your calls and super chat. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com. The guy with the good hair, on fire. And then Joel Friday. Joel Friday at 11 a.m. He black. Joel Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, on fire. Yesterday he did this amazing story. Concern in politics and what's really going on. I'm like, what the? Because I remember when Joel was not interested in politics. Amazing. And then at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby, natural energy given to him by God. All the energy that God did not give to Trump, he gave it to the American Anchor Baby. And yesterday, y'all heard he presented his show from a secret location. He didn't want the border control people to come after him. He went into hiding. His show was done from a secret location. Look, he's hiding now.
Nick is not here.
The anchor babe is out. At 12 noon. And then last but not least, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I had an amazing discussion with Shane Smith. And Shane is a stand-up comedian and a devout Catholic. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I just grew up very poor, fell into crime, and didn't have a good father figure at home, that kind of thing. When I came out as Christian, which is a funny sentence, I came out as Christian, but I thought it would end my career.
When you were an atheist, did you have perfect peace?
No, I was miserable. I was successful, and I had money, and I had women, and I was more sad than ever.
So you have a fiance. How do you deal with the hell in her when it comes out?
That's a great question, Jesse. That's a great question.
You're going to enjoy this, really. Friday at 12 noon, Shane Smith, thefallenstate.tv. And support the Fallen State, right? By going to thefallenstate.tv/donate or locals.com. Let me go quickly back to the busy phone. Gil, out of North Carolina. Gil, you were about to say, go ahead.
So, you know, you say forgive, you got to forgive your father and your mother and everything.
Right.
So my mother passed away. I came when I was 8 years old in 88. I'm trying to be fast. I never knew him because they got divorced when I was still young, you know.
Oh, okay.
So I was always the anger. That's just an excuse to do whatever you want to do, you know. As far as like, anyways, I'm gonna go see him for the first time in about a month from now.
Really?
I'm gonna go to. Yeah. I'm very excited. I'm gonna go to Uganda because listening to you, you know. So I'm gonna go to Uganda and meet my father.
Wow. Amazing. For the first, and how old are you now?
45.
That's amazing, man.
Yeah, I don't even know why I was mad. I mean,
right.
You know, and then you do things like, oh, this is because I don't have a dad, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not necessarily, you don't say that, but
yeah.
That's you know, it's just an excuse, you know, like people joining gangs or getting high or, you know.
I love that. It is just an excuse. You're absolutely right.
It's an excuse. Yeah. But yes, you funny, man. You're a funny man.
Well,
keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, man.
I will. I appreciate that.
And then I watch you, your like church services.
Yes.
Man, it helps a lot. It's not inundating, you know?
Right.
Not that matters, but. It's real good. It's like easy, you know. It's easy listening. It's soothing, you know. It's pretty good. It's real good.
But that's how the truth is, man. And at our fellowship, you get the truth, and that's why I encourage people to stay with it. Don't let the devil talk them out of not coming, because the devil does not want you to get the truth. The devil would rather you go to a church where there are thousands of people and they hooping and hollering and singing and the preacher reading the word and people applaud. He's okay with that because he know you're worshiping him. But in our fellowship, you're getting the truth.
Absolutely. Then after you leave that church, you go to the bar. You know what I mean? Because you didn't get nothing out of it.
That's
so you need
right.
to, you know, you got to feel something. So you feel some liquor, you know?
Right. All that hooping and hollering just makes you want some more. It's like, oh, I get drunk.
Right. You could listen to some music or something because they were playing music in there. They don't even know your name, you know?
Yeah.
It's absolutely amazing. But, yeah, man.
Well, I appreciate
Dr. Sempe and Charleston White, your best interviews to me.
Right on. Thank you, man.
Yeah. Actually, you didn't talk much, which that was amazing. you were just listening, you know?
Yeah. Amazing. Well, let me know. Call me anytime, but let me know once you go and meet your father how that situation went, all right?
I will, man. But how often can I, like, is this a daily? The only reason I'm calling today is because there's snow and I didn't go to work and I just happened to see you on YouTube.
Oh,
and I
dialed
the number and I got through. I was like, listen, see how God works.
But, yeah, when we're here Monday, my show is Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time. We're here every day. It's up Saturday and Sunday.
This same number I called?
Yes. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 Pacific time.
You're going to get tired of me, Jesse.
Amazing.
Well, Beta.
What, man?
What the? It's like you got Tourette syndrome, but it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, call me anytime, man, all right?
All right, man. Have a good day, all right?
You too, buddy. I wish you well.
Thank you very much.
All right. Amazing. Going all the way to Uganda to meet his father and forgive. Isn't that amazing? And children, men and women, boys and girls, don't hate their fathers. And those who say they're angry at their father, they're only angry at their father with their mother's anger, not their own. They yearn for the father. They want to go back to the father. That's what salvation is. Amazing. Let me go quickly to Brandy out of Hawaii. Brandy, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Congratulations on the Great White Hope.
Amazing. Thank you. The Great White Hope. And you voted for him as well, right?
Of course.
Right on.
I love him.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes.
So there's this rumor going around. I really hope it's true, but they're saying that Trump just, he's pushing that if you're getting child support, that you can no longer claim the children on the taxes. Whoever pays the child support is the one that's going to be claiming them. I really hope that's true.
Wow. I've not heard that, but I love that.
I really, I don't know. I'm hearing that it is true, but then I watched some videos last night and I'm hearing that it's not, it's fake news. But I really hope that's true because it's more likely that the mother will take the tax return and the dads will be in their lives more.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I hope that that's true.
Wow.
And, I've never, yeah, isn't that great? I really, really hope that's true.
Yeah.
Where was that 20 years ago and longer?
I've not heard anything like that at all.
And it will make the mother want to work out, you know, work it out with the dad on the kids being able to see him more, or and there'll be less court cases and all that.
Right on.
And
it's so unfortunate, Brandy, that the woman's heart is so evil that she would destroy the children trying to get at the father, hurt the father. She would destroy the children and hurt the father, those fathers that are emotionally involved with their children. It's unfortunate that the woman is so wicked and evil that she would do that. And she has no love.
We had to deal with that. My husband, we dealt with that for over 20 years. And the kids won't speak to us now. She's turned them against us.
Wow.
And she would take us to court over and over again and lie and tell the kids that we're nothing but losers. And even though we were paying her and picking and dropping and, you know, she, 1 year she got $10,000 from our tax return.
Yes.
When we file taxes, if we're back, back pay, she'll get that and she gets to claim them. So she got way over $10,000 and she was about 30 minutes away and would not drop them off.
What an evil woman.
So she made us drive over an hour to get to them.
I was counseling with a guy yesterday or the day before, and he was telling me that his child mother, and the child is like 3 years old, I think, but the mother is telling the child, oh, you would rather be with me than your father. You would rather this. And so the child says that, oh, I'd rather be with mom than you. And then, but when the child get with the father and the mother is nowhere around, the child love being with the father. And it's just so unfortunate that the mother, but I hear it all the time now from around the world. We have amazing counseling, by the way, by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND to make an appointment. But I'm hearing about this around the world because women are evil around the world. It's crazy.
Crazy evil.
That they would do that to their own children. Don't even see anything wrong with it.
Yeah,
or don't care.
Son,
they don't care.
Yeah, they don't care. They just want the money. Once she started getting paid, she kind of went away a little bit. But I know the oldest son, when he was 6 years old, really wanted to come live with his dad. And she threw a fit. She would not allow it. And then she would even, like, set them up in sports so that we couldn't even get the weekends that we're supposed to have with them. And would be like, well, you need to come to his games. And the games are an hour away. And we finally went to court over that, too. And the judge told her, you cannot get involved in his weekends. If it's his weekends and he doesn't want to go to the games, you cannot force him to do that.
But it still don't matter.
So,
she's going to do it anyway. She's going to make it difficult for the father.
She did it anyways.
Yeah.
Yep.
What a mess.
Yeah, she did it anyways.
Brandy,
she's completely evil.
Yeah, they're evil.
Yeah.
I'm going to look out for this tax claim thing on the child support. But I hope it's true. I've not heard one word about it.
Yeah, I hope so. Let me know if you hear anything good about it. And one more thing, did you hear Roseanne Barr's rap video?
I did not hear it yet, but she sent me a message about it, so I'm going to have to hear it. I have not heard. How is it?
It's great. And the guy that she's rapping with, I've been trying to tell you about him for 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
Won't let me tell you about him. Yeah, I've been trying to. So it's great. If you hear it, then you'll be able to talk about it. And I'm like, finally, Jesse knows about him.
Amazing.
Which I'm sure you already do.
I will.
So go look him up. I know we're running out of time. I'll call back.
Absolutely. Thank you, Brandy.
No worries. Have a good one.
You too. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
I have not heard the video yet, Roseanne. She texted me the other day, and I got a response. I'm going to listen, hopefully over the weekend. Thank you.
Three coffees from Matt. I tried to convince my wife not to take Ozempic, weight loss drug, without judging and without anger. He tried to convince her. Without judging, without anger. She chose to take it anyway, and she's been getting incredibly sick. She told me this morning she was going to stop taking it. I told her, good idea, but I wanted to put my thumb on my nose and wiggle my fingers, saying, nah, 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 I told you. Did I do the right thing?
Yeah, long you didn't judge her. You gave her the best advice. You let her suffer. Now she got to see what you're talking about. Well, if you do the nah, 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 without being angry, you're fine. Have fun with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hello, sir. As a person who's starting to wake up, isn't it good to see how we supposed to respond when the devil raised his head? To see how the president responded was a lesson learned, I thought. Yet you dogging her out, and she's not the problem according to what you're preaching. It's the evil spirit in her.
Right.
Are you practicing not judging with your eyes, ears, mouth, and everything else you said? I agree. To see her and that black preacher up there was not good to see.
Yeah, what a mess. He's talking about that woman from the...
the Episcopalian.
Episcopalian church.
Yeah. Right.
Episcopalian church.
Close.
What do you mean?
Close enough.
Episcopalian.
Right.
I like your shirt.
Thank you. I like it too.
And what does it say?
It says, a man with anger, really anyone.
Man or woman.
With anger woman. Is a murderer, Jesse Lee Peterson.
And how can they get it?
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Okay. Amazing.
And there's all the links, including the coffee and all the JesseLeePeterson.shop.
No, I'm not judging her. I know she's evil and wicked, and she has identified with evil. Otherwise, she would not have done that. She knew that what she was doing was wrong. And she would not have done it if she was not evil. But I'm not there to understand it, not her, but the evil that made a home in her. Thank you.
Nice. Jed, three coffees. Thanks to Jesse and the crew. Been watching for about a year now and really starting to make a lot of progress. Thank you so much.
Right on. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Hey, team, says someone. In Romans 7, when Paul talks about the war within him, is he talking about between his soul and spirit? If that's the case, within the soul comes the thoughts, I believe, and because that, then all thoughts have to be lies. !!
Well, he's definitely talking about the spirit of evil in his mind, and it's not him. And he didn't realize that until he realized it wouldn't let him do the right thing. It only made him do what he didn't want to do, and he realized it wasn't him. Just as you need to realize, and you will, it's all like you are working on it, that it's not you, but it's the spirit of the mind. You're not your thoughts, you're not your body, you're not your emotions. Those emotions. Amazing. Thank you.
Gabriel bought a coffee. Hi, all. An idea for the Punchy Coffee brand.
Punchy Coffee.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
Right.
No Y.
P-U-N-C-H-I-E.
Since they removed Aunt Jemima and Uncle Ben's faces from their labels, perhaps Jesse can represent the blacks with Uncle Jesse brand coffee. I think it would be amazing. I miss Uncle Ben. Personally, I think the picture with Jesse's Tar Baby logo would be hilarious. Laughing face scrunched. And catchphrase, from working the plantation to owning the plantation. Ha ha.
I love that.
Why? Why, Uncle Ben? Go. Poor Uncle Ben. Laughing face.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing idea. Thank you.
Someone asks, sir.
Don't forget, you can buy the coffee at rebuildingdemand.com/store. Amazing.
That's right. Sir, have someone ever asked, are you just trying not to be accountable to someone because of how you live? If so, what do you say?
Repeat that.
Are you just trying not to be accountable to someone because of how you live? If so, what do you say? Has someone ever asked you that? Asked you that?
We are not accountable to anyone. And you don't want to be accountable to anyone but God, but the truth. Really. You should have no other God before God. Everything else is a false God, and it will destroy you, no matter what, or whom, or where, or how. So you only want to be accountable to God. Amazing. Thank you.
Dixie Chick says, you probably won't read this, but you all have to watch this particular movie. Found it on YouTube accidentally, and it's fantastic. Love you guys. Heart.
Right on. I'll check it out when I have time, but don't hold me to it.
Thank you, Dixie Chick.
Because of my schedule, right? Thank you, though.
Mary bought a coffee. I know hating someone is like you murder that person in your heart, according to the Bible.
Yeah.
But throughout the Bible says you should hate the things God hates. There are many verses in the Bible about God hates the sin. I know I did things in the past that I hate now. I don't look back, and I know it wasn't right in God's eyes. Is there a difference between those hates? Can I hate the things that is an abomination to God? Question mark.
When you understand, when you live by understanding, then you are not accepting good or evil like that, right? But when you have a feeling behind it, thoughts and emotions behind it, then you have hate, and that's not what God was telling you to do. No, don't be emotional about it. Don't feel anything about it. It's enough to see it, but don't judge it. Don't have an opinion. Just see it. Amazing. Thank you.
And Greenwald gave a diamond happy birthday to Beta Legs. Party horn emoji.
Thank you.
Right on. Beta Legs is a regular in the D Live.
Oh,
crew.
Okay. Happy birthday, Beta Legs. Shout out to Beta Legs.
Shout out to Misty Greenwald, Games for Rec, Cactus Eater Bear, Kilo Alpha Tango, and the rest of the supporters on the D Live crew. And thank you guys. I do believe that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Let me go quickly to a first-time call out of California. Javier, welcome to the show. Javier.
Jesse, how are you?
All is well. You're on the air.
Appreciate you taking my call, man.
Yes, I discovered
you about a year and a half ago, and I've never heard anyone say, you know, all thoughts are all lies, and that helped me tremendously, man. So, you know, props to you and the crew.
Thank you.
Yeah, my situation is, you know, I'm going to court with my baby mother. I know you say it all the time, hey, don't split the baby in half. But, you know, ever since I started this court process about half a year ago, things have slowly gone better. You know, I've got more time with my children. She's letting, you know, the grip on them go a little bit. And, you know, I did make two girls beta.
Beta.
But,
all right, beta.
Yeah, I was
you don't
a beta
know
man,
the
you
secret
know.
To making boys first?
Not being a beta.
That's right.
And I completely understand that because I was a beta before. I lived in my mind. That's why, you know, when I heard you say all thoughts are all lies, I was like, whoa, I've never heard anyone say that. And then, you know, it says it in the Bible too. And I'm like, man, so now I just watch those thoughts and things just, you know, get better. You know, I just absorb everything. And yeah man, you've changed my life completely. And yeah, I feel like I'm always quoting you or saying your phrases and stuff. And it's, you know, you're helping a lot of people, Jesse, even, you know, people that don't listen to you directly, because the people around me, I tend to tell them about you and what you say, and then they do their research, and then they start listening to you, and I'm like, dude, I'm just being truthful, you know, and I feel like the truth is a beautiful thing, but it's also a hilarious thing, because I think that's how I got to know you. You know, I think I saw a short clip from you on YouTube, and it was pretty funny, but then I was like, you know, the truth is pretty hilarious in itself. So,
yes, absolutely, you know, man. Wow.
Yeah, and yeah, man, I appreciate you. And yeah, you know, and I see 100% that the hell does come through the woman, you know. Me going to court with my baby mother, she tells a lot of lies and a lot of accusations. And it's like, how does she not know that she's hurting her children, you know, from just, you know, trying to hurt me?
Yes.
So it's pretty incredible. You know, you're spitting nothing but the facts, man. And I, you know, I'm very grateful for you and the crew.
Well, you stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. I don't know what happens. You stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. I wish you well, man, with the kids and everything.
Thank you, Jesse. Yeah, I just wanted to call and give you your props. You know, you deserve it. You deserve, you know, I'm sure God is giving you all the gifts in order for to help other people. And
absolutely.
Yeah, man, you're absolutely incredible. Keep going. I love your show. I love The Fallen State too. Everything. It's awesome.
Right on. Thank you, man. Amazing. Call me again. I appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jesse. He black.
He black. What now? Thank you, man.
What the? See you, bro.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. I am so out of time, folks. I don't know where the time went. What now? The hate report is coming up now. TheHateReport.com. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. after the Hate Report from 9 to Hate is from 9 to 11. Then Joel Friday TV. And then at 11, Joel Friday. Then Anchor Baby. He's going to be, you can find it. So let the DIA people know where he is. He'll be at a location today. At 12 noon. Thank you for your super chat, your support. I absolutely appreciate it. To Mike out of California. Tay, a first-time caller out of Asia. Is that true? Asia. Heard around the world by everybody. And they mama, if you're black. Everybody and their mama, if you're white. All the way from Asia. Tay, call me tomorrow. Fritz out of Florida. And somebody just dropped. Yeah, the J6 people have been released. I do want to talk about that tomorrow. Derek, make sure you put that in my package. I want to talk about the J. We got to recognize that. All right? They are free. And to the rest of the call, I'm out of time. Thank you all for everything. Get on that straight and narrow path. Stay there. And remember, all thoughts are all lies. All the time about anything. Your thoughts are not God's thoughts, and those thoughts are not God's thoughts. And forgive your mother and your father and be free. It's up to you. You can be free or you can stay in your hell. Amazing. Take care, folks. The Hate Report coming up now. Take care.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God love us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.